Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, Animal Health Executive Recruiter and Veterinary Recruiter Stacy Purcell of The Vet Recruiter provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and veterinary profession. In fact, the Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today, we will be discussing how to be a winner in your animal health or veterinary career. Welcome, Stacy, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, Caleb. As always, I'm glad to be here with you today.
Now, let's start with the basics. Building good habits forms the foundation of a successful career. What are some good habits that professionals in the animal health industry and veterinary profession can develop?
Well, good habits are the routine behaviors that keep you on track and propel you toward your goals. In the animal health industry and veterinary profession, some key habits include continuous learning, staying organized, effective communication, showing empathy, and maintaining professionalism.
So can you elaborate on continuous learning? Why is that so important?
Absolutely. The animal health industry and veterinary profession are always evolving with new research, treatments, and technologies. Continuous learning ensures that you stay updated and can offer the best care to your patients. This involves regularly reading industry journals, attending conferences, and enrolling in continuing education courses. By staying current with advancements, you not only enhance your knowledge, but you also keep your practice competitive and effective.
That's a great point. Organization is another vital habit. How can professionals stay organized in such a busy environment?
Well, keeping your workspace and schedule organized helps you stay efficient and reduces stress. Digital tools like Google Calendar for scheduling, Trello for task management, and Evernote for note-taking can be incredibly helpful. An organized workspace can prevent the chaos that often accompanies a busy animal health company or veterinary practice, allowing you to focus more on patient care and less on finding misplaced files or missing appointments.
Communication is essential in any field, especially in veterinary medicine. What should professionals keep in mind about communication?
Clear and effective communication with colleagues, clients, and pet owners is vital. Practicing active listening, providing clear explanations, and developing strong written communication skills are key. Good communication ensures that everyone involved in an animal's care is on the same page, which can improve treatment outcomes and client satisfaction.
Empathy and professionalism are also crucial. How do these qualities impact a person's animal health or veterinary career?
Showing empathy towards your patients and clients can significantly improve client satisfaction and build trust. Veterinary professionals often deal with emotional situations, and showing empathy can make a significant difference in how clients perceive their experience and the quality of care their pets receive. Professionalism, on the other hand, involves maintaining a professional demeanor, being punctual, dressing appropriately, and handling stressful situations with grace. This not only enhances your reputation, but it also sets a standard for others in the organization to follow.
Let's move on to having a growth mindset. How can this mindset benefit professionals?
A growth mindset, popularized by psychologist Carol Dweck, is the belief that abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication and hard work. Embracing challenges, learning from criticism, celebrating effort, and being open to new ideas are all part of this mindset. It helps professionals continuously improve their skills and remain adaptable in a constantly changing field.
How can professionals cultivate this growth mindset in their daily work?
Embracing a growth mindset involves seeing challenges as opportunities. For example, if you encounter a difficult case, instead of feeling frustrated, view it as a chance to learn and grow. Seeking out new learning opportunities, such as attending workshops or reading industry publications, can also help. Remember to celebrate your efforts and progress, not just your successes. This builds resilience and a strong work ethic.
Self-care is essential in such a demanding field. How can animal health and veterinary professionals take care of themselves?
Self-care is crucial to ensure you can perform at your best. Regular exercise, a balanced diet, adequate sleep, and attention to mental health are all important. Physical activity reduces stress and improves overall health, while a nutritious diet provides the energy needed for long hours and demanding tasks. Ensuring you get enough restful sleep and paying attention to your mental health through practices like meditation and seeking support from a therapist can also be very beneficial.
Can you provide some practical self-care strategies that busy professionals can implement?
Sure. So scheduling regular breaks throughout the day, practicing mindfulness or meditation, and ensuring you have hobbies outside of work can all contribute to better self-care. In addition, setting boundaries to maintain a healthy work-life integration and seeking support when needed, whether from a counselor or a trusted friend, are also important. Creating a routine that includes exercise, healthy eating, and relaxation can help maintain both physical and mental health.
And willpower is another important aspect. How can professionals strengthen their willpower?
Well, willpower helps you to stay focused and disciplined, even in the face of challenges. Setting clear goals, breaking tasks into smaller steps, staying persistent, and avoiding procrastination are all strategies that can help. Clear goals provide direction, and breaking tasks into manageable steps makes them more achievable. Persistence and strategies to overcome procrastination can keep you on track.
Could you give us an example of how breaking tasks into smaller steps can be effective?
Absolutely. So let's say that your goal is to specialize in a particular area of veterinary medicine. Instead of viewing it as one large, overwhelming task, break it down into smaller, more manageable steps. This could include completing specific courses, gaining relevant experience through internships or residencies, and seeking mentorship from specialists in the field. By focusing on one step at a time, you can make steady progress toward your larger goal without feeling overwhelmed.
Networking is also critical for growth in a person's animal health or veterinary career. How can professionals build a strong network?
Well, building a professional network can provide support, advice, and potential job opportunities. Attending industry events, joining professional organizations, seeking out mentors, and utilizing social media platforms like LinkedIn are all effective strategies. Networking helps you meet peers and experts, have access to resources, and stay updated on industry trends and job opportunities.
How important is mentorship in building an animal health or veterinary career?
Well, mentorship is incredibly valuable. So finding mentors who can guide you through your career can provide invaluable insights and advice. Mentors can help you navigate challenges, provide feedback on your performance, and offer support as you pursue your career goals. In addition, mentorship can help you expand your network and open doors to new opportunities.
Effective time management is essential for balancing the various demands of an animal health or veterinary career. What are some strategies to manage time effectively?
Well, prioritizing tasks, planning your day, delegating responsibilities, and avoiding multitasking are key. Identifying and focusing on the most important tasks using methods like the Eisenhower Matrix can help. Starting each day with a clear plan and sticking to it enhances productivity. Delegating tasks when appropriate and focusing on one task at a time can improve the quality of your work and increase overall efficiency.
Can you explain how the Eisenhower Matrix works?
Yes. So the Eisenhower Matrix is a tool that helps you prioritize tasks based on their urgency and importance. It divides tasks into four quadrants: urgent and important but not urgent, urgent but not important, and neither urgent nor important. By categorizing tasks in this way, you can focus on what truly matters and allocate your time more effectively. For example, tasks that are urgent and important should be addressed immediately, while tasks that are important but not urgent can be scheduled for later.
So not being difficult to work with, that is also important in a person's animal health or veterinary career. How can professionals ensure that they are good team players?
Well, being respectful, staying positive, being reliable, and practicing active listening are key traits of a good team player. Show respect by valuing everyone's contributions. Maintain a positive attitude to inspire others, and be dependable by meeting your commitments and listen actively to understand and support your colleagues. These qualities help create a collaborative and positive work environment.
So let's dive a bit deeper into these traits. How can respect be demonstrated in the workplace?
Well, respect can be demonstrated by acknowledging and valuing the contributions of all team members, regardless of their position. This includes listening to others' ideas and opinions, providing constructive feedback, and showing appreciation for their efforts. Simple gestures like saying thank you or recognizing a job well done can go a long way in building a respectful and supportive workplace.
Positivity is contagious and can improve team morale. How can professionals maintain a positive attitude, especially during stressful situations?
Maintaining a positive attitude during stressful situations can be challenging, but it's essential for team morale. Focus on the aspects of the job that bring you joy and fulfillment, such as helping animals and making a difference in their lives. Practice gratitude by reflecting on the positive aspects of your day and celebrating small victories. In addition, maintaining a healthy work-life integration and engaging in activities that help you relax and recharge can contribute to a more positive outlook.
Reliability builds trust among peers. What are some ways to ensure you are seen as a reliable team member?
Being reliable means following through on your commitments and being dependable. This includes meeting deadlines, showing up on time, and consistently delivering high-quality work. Communicate clearly with your team about your availability and workload, and don't hesitate to ask for help if you need it. Reliability also involves being accountable for your actions and admitting when you've made a mistake and then taking the steps to correct it.
Active listening is also a crucial skill, one which we've discussed previously on the podcast. How can professionals practice active listening in their interactions with colleagues and clients?
Well, sure. Active listening involves fully concentrating on what the speaker is saying rather than just passively hearing their words. To practice active listening, maintain eye contact, nod, and provide verbal affirmations like "I see" or "I understand." Avoid interrupting and allow the speaker to finish their thoughts before responding. Summarize what they've said to ensure you have understood correctly and ask clarifying questions if needed. This not only shows that you value their input, but it also helps to build stronger relationships.
Winning in your animal health or veterinary career requires a combination of all of these qualities. So to wrap up, what would you say is the key takeaway for professionals looking to build a successful animal health or veterinary career?
Well, the key takeaway is that building a successful career in animal health or veterinary medicine requires a holistic approach. It's about developing good habits, maintaining a growth mindset, prioritizing self-care, building willpower, networking effectively, managing your time well, and being a great team player. By focusing on these areas, you can build a fulfilling and successful career, making a positive impact on the lives of animals and their owners. If you listen to my other podcast, the People of Animal Health podcast, which can be found at www.thepeopleofanimalhealthpodcast.com, you can hear from numerous successful people in the animal health industry and veterinary profession share tips on habits they have put into place that have helped them to be successful. You can listen to the People of Animal Health podcast wherever you get your podcast, or by going to the People of Animal Health website.
These are all fantastic insights, Stacy. Thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing your expertise.
Well, thank you, Caleb. It's been a pleasure to be here with you today.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in today. If you're looking to make a change or explore your animal health or veterinary employment options, reach out to the vet recruiter. You can contact the vet recruiter at www.thevetrecruiter.com and create a profile and submit your resume for consideration. The VetRecruiter helps support the animal health industry and veterinary professions by helping animal health employers and veterinary employers recruit top talent for their critical hiring needs. Animal health professionals and veterinarians can also be considered for animal health jobs and veterinarian jobs by being on our radar. You can get on the VetRecruiter's radar by sending your resume and completing a profile on the VetRecruiter website. You can also contact us through the website www.thevetrecruiter.com. And if you would like to learn more, you can go there. Thank you so much for joining us today for the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, and we will be back again next week.